WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, as Governor Murphy announces New Jersey meeting its initial goal of 4.7 million people vaccinated against COVID-19, he pulls out a surprise for the health commissioner who has led the state through the pandemic, saying Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin are co-sponsoring legislation regarding her office's new facility in Trenton.
And that legislation will name the department's new home the Judith M. Persichelli Department of Health Building.
While the goal originally set by Murphy and Persichelli was 4.7 million adults, that may not be 70% of the adult population here anymore after the 2020 census update. The CDC shows we've vaccinated just under 4.6 million adults, but the state is apparently counting 190,000 kids ages 12 to 17 in its tally. While 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been given nationwide in President Biden's first 150 days in office, there is doubt that the U.S. will meet the milestone that New Jersey touted it passed with flying colors today, 70% of Americans vaccinated by July 4th. And that's just partially. Governor Murphy's goal was always full vaccination. President Biden and other Catholic politicians could be on the receiving end of a teaching document, the drafting of which has been overwhelmingly approved by bishops in the U.S., which clergy hope will rebuke those officials from receiving communion despite support for abortion rights. It's not clear what enforcement, though, might be possible. Over the past year, most kids have struggled with remote learning. Isolation and increased use of electronics have hindered their well-being and social development. Parents can help kids reintegrate within their social circles.
That conversation piece and really taking your lead from your child, but then also helping them see those small steps that are going to take them along that continuum to full integration.
To help kids stay academically strong this summer, Executive Director of Newark Trust for Education, Ronald Chelowesen, says research shows that targeted tutoring for shorter amounts of time will lead to big leaps in knowledge acquisition. A report from Stockton University shows in South Jersey, the economic devastation of the pandemic was worse than the recession that began in 2007. The leisure and hospitality sectors were hit particularly hard. The report says how fast the region rebounds is directly linked to how fast the casino industry recovers. And the wife of the 26-year-old killed in a road rage dispute between two other drivers in Lakewood tells NJ.com the couple's wedding had been postponed twice due to the pandemic before they finally got married, and then Sean Avon died. Prosecutors have charged one of the drivers involved with vehicular homicide. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A bit unsettled this weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Bill Spadia.
Thank you for being one of the few people in media to stand up for our rights and always ask questions. You know, there's not many people doing that.
This state needs something different. We need real leaders. We need people who care.
Weekday mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Are you digging in with me?
And NJ1015.com.
I'm 404 now, New Jersey 101.5, Fast Traffic.
Well, right now on the Garden State Parkway, by the numbers, it's about a 35-minute ride from the southern end of the Driscoll Bridge down to exit 98 and Wall. If you're heading down to LBI this afternoon, it's about an hour and 20 minutes. That runs down to exit number 63. Getting to the bridge, though, a lot of tough traffic coming down from Essex County, right out of the Bloomfield area, all the way down to 135 in Clark, and then more stop and go from Woodbridge, exit 132 down to the Driscoll Bridge. Northbound Parkway's been tough heading up from Woodbridge, all the way back up to Route 22 in Union, and then north of Route 78 slowdowns right back up to Montclair at Route 3. Route 3 westbound, you've still got a wreck at Ridge Road in Rutherford and another crash out by Route 21. 287 northbound traffic, exit 7 up through 12. Southbound delays, exit 7 to 3, and then really rough onto 440 back out to the parkway. And on the turnpike, both spurs pretty tough into the car and truck lanes this afternoon. For your crossings, George Washington Bridge upper deck, it's at least a half hour, about 25 minutes downstairs. 20 minutes at the Lincoln, about the same for the Holland. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey, traffic south. 73 southbound. We have a crawling from Maple Shade down to Mount Laurel. North on 73 in Mount Laurel at Ramblewood Parkway. We have right lane emergency repairs that need to be done. And it's going to be tough for you on the Turnpike southbound, a 3-mile backup in the area of exit 4. Route 1 in Mercer County southbound has some heaviness right around Lawrence Township, 295 through to Baker's Basin. Bringing it down to the South Jersey Shore areas, we have delays at 347 and 47 headed towards the Shore Points and Millville at 55, and also at the area of Route 40 at 50 and Mays Landing. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Jenkinson's Boardwalk. Jenkinson's Boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach is the one shore destination for safe family fun. Their pristine beach, amazing aquarium, and amusement park are all open. Visit Jenkinson's.com. Now the Driveway.com business report with tourists flocking to distilleries. Concerns about a pandemic hangover for Kentucky's world-famous bourbon industry are quickly evaporating. Heaven Hill Distillery recently opened a $19 million tourist center in Kentucky bourbon country, and demand is already overflowing. Distillery officials say reservations are filling up quickly to learn about whiskey making and sample its spirits. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 533 points. Whether you're buying, selling, or servicing your car, do it all from the comfort of your home at Driveway.com, the most empowering and convenient way to secure the car of your dreams with a 7-day money-back guarantee. That's Driveway.com. New Jersey, 101.5 News Time, 407.
All Jersey, all the time.
Unique conversations about everyday life.
New Jersey, 101.5. Father's Day Meet and Heat secret code word is less than 15 minutes away. Get ready to win on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 410. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
3 days of heat and humidity ahead, and our weather's going to be a bit unsettled this weekend, too, with a few batches of hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms possible. And as you know, when we talk heat, humidity, and storms, we also have to keep severe weather in the back of our mind, gusty winds and heavy rain. Chance of showers this evening, then mostly cloudy skies, with humidity ramping up. Low temperatures only fall into the mid to upper 60s, way warmer than the past couple of nights. And tomorrow's looking steamy and summer-like, with highs 85 to 90 degrees. Not dangerous heat, but you will want to stay cool and stay hydrated. Sunny clouds tomorrow, and watch for a few spot thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Sunday, partly sunny with highs again 85 to 90. There could be some early morning showers, otherwise dry for your Father's Day, and we'll have one more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Father's Day is here, and what better way to celebrate dear old dad than with chocolate-covered bacon from David Bradley. Try their chocolate-covered fruit, too. David Bradley at 92 North Main Street in Robbinsville, or online at dbchocolate.com. Belmar, 80 degrees. Bloomfield, 85. Bernardsville, 82. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.